path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Are you struggling with, or are you fighting with some part of your life? Do you feel like something's missing and you're determined to find it? Do you just feel there has to be more to life than what you're experiencing and you want more or you want different? Hi, this is Cheryl and thanks for joining me on today's show. For those of you that have been with me for a while, you know that my life underwent a major upheaval when my husband was diagnosed with cancer and then died. And after making it through 2 years of intense grieving and struggling, I've been struggling with my soulness. I've been struggling with every part of life, which isn't, you know, it's normal after you lose someone you're so close to. But I had this feeling that everything I was struggling with and fighting for, I was still just coming up empty. And I couldn't believe that maybe the next 30 years of my life would have me longing for my past life. And we talk about it a lot. When you keep looking back, you can't see the future. And I was stuck in that place. And this show is very personal to me, and I tend to share what I experience because in doing that, others realize that what they're going through is what I'm going through. And we're not alone in all of this. Now, since Jack died, I've pretty much become reclusive. I go to work in the store, and occasionally I'll do something else. But walking out of my door was too much for me. When I was home, I didn't leave. And it wasn't fear as much as being frozen in my pain and my loss. Do you know what that feeling's like? Do you know what it's like when your life has just taken an upheaval? And it doesn't matter if it's a divorce, a death, a job loss, children moving away from home. You go through this state. You just don't know what to do, but you know your life has to be more than what it is right now. You just don't want more of the same. So for me, about 6 months ago, I took a big step. I booked a trip to Ireland. I felt what I needed to do was something big and bold to push me outside of the little world I was living in. And I truly was living in my comfort zone within the walls of the condominium that I live in. When we get to that place, we have this feeling something big has to happen. We have to take some major steps. We have to do something radical because we feel like when we're taking these slow, plodding steps that we're not getting to where we want to be. So maybe in your case, you feel like you want to take a risk. Maybe it's not a big trip. Maybe you want to move physically or you want a new job. Perhaps it's something less, but it's just different for you and big for you. And when we throw ourselves into a new situation, we do learn more about our capabilities. Now, I'm not an extrovert. I may do this show, but I'm a pretty quiet person anyhow. And my idea of a dream day was being at home with Jack and cooking dinner together and sitting side by side when he was working on his photography, I was working on my writing. And, you know, that's still my dream day, but now it's just me. What this trip taught me was that there are beautiful places all over the world, and I was blessed to see this wonderful country of Ireland, and I'd recommend that trip to anyone. But more importantly, this was a reminder to me that there were beautiful places here at home that I haven't seen yet. I've stayed locked inside my home and in my little world that I haven't even been willing to step out to explore the places that are 5 or 10 or even 50 or 100 miles away. But I was willing to take this trip to Ireland to get me out of this, not even a comfort zone. It was a jail of my own creating. I was stuck inside my little world. And by going out and taking this trip, and I just came back from this trip, it reminded me and it gave me the power to say, you were willing to do this and travel, you know, halfway around the world to go and see somewhere different. You're willing to go and see the places that are close to you. And that seems like it would be a very simple thing. But for me, it took a major step, a major event in my life to make me realize the simple things that are right here outside my door. So as I look at this and we talk about taking a big step, doing something bold in your life, making a massive change, by doing that in my life, I realized that the simple steps that I could take on an everyday basis were what would make me happier than traveling halfway around the world. So if I was willing to take 2 weeks out of my life to see 1,000 miles of a country that I'd never seen before, surely I was willing to take a day or an hour or a couple days a month to see the beautiful sights that are right here at home. And the message on all of this to me, and I needed this, and maybe you do too, is we think we need these bold steps. But the truth of the matter is what we learned or what I've learned from this bold step is I could have taken smaller, simple steps right in my own world, my own comfort zone, so to speak, and probably been happier. And honestly, wouldn't have spent near as much money. And that's a whole other story. So as you're sitting there and thinking you need to do something different, consider something simple. Maybe you want to travel and it's not in your budget yet. It's not for the faint of heart. You have to be able to be willing to spend some amount of money to travel. But pick a town or a village that's in a short drive away from you and go explore it, especially if you haven't been there for a while or maybe ever. If you're willing to take a trip and travel the world, aren't you willing to see your neighbors? Your neighbors in the next town over, in the next state over. It's something that you can do right now. And the lesson I learned is that expecting or wanting some major change or event keeps us in a place of waiting because we can't afford to do it all the time. Traveling's expensive, so we have to plan for it. And we put off the happiness that we could have right now by not exploring what's close to home. And I learned that expecting or wanting these major changes to be a major change in my life just really showed me that there are smaller changes in my life that I could be doing every day or every week or every month and building my happiness from there and not putting it on hold and waiting for a trip or a move or a new job or for something else that's similar. Now, another lesson I learned from this trip had to do with my own sense of self and having to deal with different personalities all at once. While I traveled alone, when I got there, I met up with a small group. There were 36 of us, I think, total. And some people were traveling alone. Some people, there were couples that were there. There was one woman who honestly had sold everything that she had. And she was traveling around Europe to decide where did she want to live for a while. So I encountered so many other people that I wouldn't normally encounter regularly because I don't live among people who travel all the time. But in this traveling solo, it was the only fear that I had was how do you interact with all these people that you're in close proximity with for a 2-week period of time? And I will tell you that once I got there, it took about 5 minutes to get past that. Because what I realized was there are good people everywhere. And for the most part, every single person that was traveling was there to explore and have fun. And they wanted everyone around them to experience the happiness that they were having in travel. So I got past the part of having to deal and be intimidated by being with a group of people that I didn't know. So as I look at that, being the introvert person that I am, getting out with other people that I thought were intimidating, that got me past the point of feeling that a group would intimidate me. Now, keeping in mind, I'm about halfway around the world, but I found these folks to be warm and welcoming. And when you do things with similar-minded people, whether you're going out with a group of photographers because you're a photographer, or you're going to travel, or you're in a book club, or join a book club, you're with like-minded people who are trying to enjoy the activity just as you are. So that experience that we had together, even though we all came for different reasons, there was a camaraderie in that. Now, in this trip, there are some people that went off and did their other things. Some stayed in little groups because they had gone to another trip before this one, or they were going to another one. And I encountered all sorts of people, but isn't that what we encounter every single day? Now, I was in this close group for a 2-week period of time. We get this in our day-to-day lives. So that fear and concern about being around a group of people that I didn't know wasn't any different than my day-to-day life. I even encountered that passive-aggressive type person who really stressed me out to a certain degree, and then I realized that this is my life. It's my choice how I want to enjoy this trip or not enjoy the trip. So when I encountered that person who wanted to know why I was doing what I was doing and demanding answers and telling me what I should do, and she was truly annoying, I realized that I could just put up a boundary. And we can do that in our own lives. We can put up boundaries and not deal with those people that cause us stress. So here I am in this little microcosm with 36 other people for a 2-week period of time. And the one person that just annoyed the life out of me because she was so critical, I realized that I could just say no to that behavior. And I did that by just deciding not to engage in a conversation with her and absolutely not to even respond to her. And after a while, she got that idea. Now, I was blessed to meet people in this group that I wouldn't have met otherwise, but they're good people. And I think that these are people that will ultimately be my friends for a long period of time, even though we live all over the country. But this trip helped me to remember that there are blessings that are my friends that I encounter in everyday life that honestly have become a routine life. And I've taken them for granted. And being with a group of people, again, small group, short period of time, where I saw the blessings of being around these people, even the one that was passive aggressive, because it taught me something. But I realized that the great qualities of the friends and the people that I know, I had taken for granted. So when I came back and I got to talk to my friends and see my coworkers, I saw them in a different light. And that was part of what I needed to just shake up my routine and to cause me to see life from a different perspective. We take for granted our day-to-day lives until something comes along that changes it. So I can sit here and say, I took for granted my life with my husband until he died. And then you realize that life's too short. But you know, we're all people who do the best that we possibly can, and that's what you're doing too. And sometimes we just need a gentle reminder of what our life is and the blessings that we have every day. I know if you're listening to this show, you are the kind of person that truly feels blessed in your life. And you know that, and you're thankful for your friends and for your job and for your home and your family, but we take them for granted. And this trip showed me what I'd been taking for granted while I was living in my life of pain, and coming back with that fresh perspective is something that we can all think about and say, how can I look at this differently? For me, it took this trip, but I know that going forward, I'm not going to wait for a big event to appreciate the places around here that I can go and explore, my friends and my family. Now, the last lesson I want to share with you today is one that probably is what changed my life with this experience. We seek experiences to find ourselves. We seek life's fulfillment in some way. I booked this trip to get out of my rut. And I know that I was in a rut. And I had actually gone to a counselor to try and help to get myself out of this rut. But I knew I had to do something. I couldn't rely on someone else to help me out. I needed to do this myself. And I thought in my mind that by taking this trip, that it was going to trigger my desire to travel more. And I have never wanted to be a traveler. It's something that I've never had any desire to do, but I figured it was so far outside of my comfort zone that it was surely going to trigger my desire to travel more. And I was going to be bolder in all of the choices that I made because I made the choice to take this trip. So, thinking that traveling solo was what I needed to do, and I did that, I realized a couple of things. It wasn't the travel that was a bold step for me. I've traveled in my jobs. I've traveled, okay, not much out of the United States. It wasn't the travel. It was the interaction with the people that was different and new for me. And as I met these people and they heard about what I was going through and why I was taking this trip, I had them, a couple of them come up to say to me, I think you're really brave for taking this trip and for doing it alone. Now, I've never felt I was being brave, though I understand maybe it would seem that way to other people. It just didn't seem brave. We all live our lives from this limited perspective, the one we have. For me, it wasn't brave. It was an effort to move me beyond my grief. And because I was with people who loved to travel, that question came up all the time. What was the next trip I was going to book? And especially the last couple of days, so where are you going next? Well, let me suggest this river trip or this cruise or this place or that place. And as I sat there, and again, this is about discovering, maybe not discovering is the right word, but by being comfortable with who I am, my response was, I'm going home. And that's where I want to be. I didn't get the travel bug. I don't have some overwhelming need to travel. People who travel and love to travel, they've got an adventurous nature that I have always admired. And this group in particular was inspiring because there were people that were traveling for months on end or just at the whim would pick up and travel. But it didn't take me long into this trip to realize that I was done traveling. As amazing as the trip was and as how wonderful as the people were, I have absolutely no desire to take another one. And as I said just a few minutes ago, I never was a traveler. When you're around people who are travelers and love it, it is hard for them to understand why you don't want to take another trip. And while most respected my response, a lot of them told me that I was wrong and being short-sighted and I was just missing out on life because of the choice that I was making not to travel more. And there was a time that I would have argued with all of these people, but I just sat there and thought about the perspective that they have come from, what they know is travel. They don't know the home life that I have that I love. And that's not their experience, and that's okay. That's what's right for them. but I don't have to convince them or anyone else. I don't have to defend my choices. I do not have to defend my choices. And at that moment, I realized the voice that was inside me all along was the one that I still had. The voice that I had before my husband died and the voice that I have now are exactly the same. And what this trip taught me was that was okay. I didn't have to be someone I thought I should be. I didn't have to go do the things that I thought I should do because I'd never done them before. I could be happy and content being the person that I am. Now, I have to laugh as I'm sitting here having this conversation because while I'm not a traveler and I'm not necessarily what I call brave, my producer, Matt, is pinging me saying, but you jumped out of airplanes. And I'm laughing at that, and he's laughing at that too, because I used to love to skydive. That, to me, was brave. Jumping out of an airplane at 8,000 feet was brave, and I did it until Jack asked me kindly not to do it again because of a bad experience. Traveling to me and going to Ireland alone wasn't brave. It was something that I felt I needed to do, but it wasn't the trip that was the revelation for me. It was the recognition that my life as it is right now with all of my choices is who I am. And I'm okay with that. It did take a trip to Ireland for me to realize that. But the truth of the matter is I came back with a different perspective. A perspective that has lightened my load, so to speak. I am happier than I have been since Jack got sick. So that's 7-8 years. I am content with my life and how I'm living it. And I'm not worried about it. And I'm not worried about what other people think about it. But I'm okay with them believing whatever they want to believe. It just doesn't affect me. So as you're sitting there thinking about what's your next step? What do you need to do to change your life? How can this be different for you? Before you decide that you have to go do something radical, take time to sit and truly understand what's important to you. Because even if you do something radical, it's still going to be important to you. I learned that wanting to be in my own home is enough for me. But going back to work the following Monday was something I was looking forward to. Sitting quietly in my own home and writing or playing with my cats or making a good dinner for myself, that's a good life. I know there'll be other things out there that I want to do. I want to parasail. I want to hike more. I want to see more of the United States. But rather than feeling that something is missing from my life, I know that nothing is missing, but there's more that can be done when it's right for me. I'm content. I'm happy. My perspective has changed, but my life has not. And the reason that I wanted to bring this to you on this show and make this as personal a show as I've probably ever done is because it took me doing something bold to realize that bold isn't who I am. Never was. And I didn't have to do it to get to that place, but it taught me so much about myself. It taught me that I'm not a traveler and I'm okay with that. It taught me that I am grateful for this place that I live and for this country I live in. And there's so much more of it that I want to see, but I can stay close to home to do it. And that's where I'm happy. And it is all about happiness. It's about what makes you happy. If you think that you have to do something radical to be happy, you're not going to be happy. Because you're missing on what's most important to you. And you have to take the time to decide what's important. I'm happy not being a traveler, but before I took this trip, I never did want to travel. I'm happy being within my own home and being within my own neighborhood and in my own city. I didn't need to take the trip to find that out. But what it gave to me, again, is a new perspective. Being happy is a matter of perspective. And it truly is that simple. So I want to thank you for joining me today. And my thanks to Matt, who spurs me on every moment. And of course, to Brett Carey and Empower Radio for allowing me to do this show. Until next week, I hope you choose to see your life from a new perspective and one that brings you peace too. Have a good day.